Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Elizabeth Crawley, and here's what's happening. Philly police are looking for a group of robbers armed with guns, sledgehammers, and knives who recently targeted corner stores. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
Police say the three men hit at least two corner stores, and they're concerned they could strike again. Surveillance video from early Halloween morning shows the masked men wearing dark clothing and blue plastic gloves, and one of them uses a sledgehammer to smash open the door of a corner store at 29th and Cumberland. Once they got in, the video shows them with guns in hand, taking money from the register and items from the shop. But they weren't done. Police say hours later, they hit a corner store at 29th and York. This man who works there tells NBC 10 the robbers wanted to know where the money was, and they used a knife and threatened an employee.
He was begging them, like, he said, take whatever you want, just don't do anything to me. Like, he was begging them. He wanted to say a lie.
No one was hurt. Police are asking anyone with information about these robbers to give them a call. It's a Republican sweep. The White House, the Senate, and now the House. 218 victories make up the majority, and now Republicans believe they have a mandate to upend the federal government and put President-elect Trump's vision into place. The full makeup of the Senate is not yet set. There's an automatic recount in the race in Pennsylvania between Democratic incumbent Bob Casey and Republican Dave McCormick, who had a slim lead. The update from KYW's John McDevitt.
As required by state law, Secretary of the Commonwealth Al Schmidt ordered all 67 counties in Pennsylvania to conduct a recount in the Bob Casey-Dave McCormick race. It's a close one. As of Wednesday, McCormick led Casey by 28,000 votes inside that half-percent margin to trigger the recount. The Associated Press called the race last week in favor of Republican Dave McCormick, but with outstanding provisional and overseas votes left to be counted, his Democratic challenger, Senator Bob Casey, did not concede. Once all votes are counted by the counties, the recount has to begin no later than next Wednesday, November 20th, and must be completed by noon on the following Tuesday, November 27th.
The Department of State estimates that recount costs will exceed $1 million of taxpayer funds. First Lady Jill Biden was in town last night. She was with the nonprofit group that's organizing how Philadelphia will celebrate its nation's 250th birthday. They announced more plans at a countdown party at Girard College. KYW's Nina Baratti has more.
Our democracy was born here, a moment that changed the world.
First Lady Jill Biden, who has connections to the area, helped kick off the third annual event centered around the nation's 250th birthday with some brief remarks.
You know, at times, people have told me that Philadelphians are tough, that we're outspoken and loud, and that's putting it nicely. But what they're talking about is that same grit that made this country.
Nonprofit Philadelphia 250 announced more details for the big 2026 celebration to a packed Founders Hall. President and CEO Daniel DeLeo Kim says there will be 11 neighborhood gateways, specific locations across the city where there will be special celebrations focused on the community.
I'm really looking forward to just this renewed sense of civic and cultural pride in Philadelphia, because when we get out into the neighborhoods and we go to places that aren't normally celebrated but are essential to American history, we're creating a more diverse and full and complete experience for everyone.
The 250-year celebration is called a semi-quincentennial. Women will set new records in the next Congress. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
According to the Center for American Women in Politics at Rutgers, for the remainder of the 118th Congress, new records have been established with the swearing-in of Representative Erica Lee Carter to fill the seat of her late mother, Representative Sheila Jackson Lee.
There are 152 women who are serving in the House and the Senate combined. We will have at least 149 women serving, but there are a number of outstanding races.
That's Senate Director Deborah Walsh. She says we should keep an eye on the midterm elections because after Donald Trump was elected in 2016, there was a surge in women participation in activism, and it was almost exclusively on the Democratic side in response to the election of Donald Trump.
In 2018, we saw 36 new women elected. That was the largest incoming class of women to the U.S. House that we had ever seen. 35 were Democrats.
She says women's representation in the 119th Congress is still not fully determined as seven races with women candidates remain too close to call. But she says in many ways, this was a status quo election. That's the All Local. I'm Elizabeth Crawley. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.